Hi, good morning, everyone. Oh, let me find my sermon for today. I forgot somewhere. Oh, sorry. Oh, no. It's invoice for my dorm bill. Oh, not applicable anymore. I'm done, right? So thank you, Lord Jesus, that finally I made it. Dr. Cunningham said me last semester when I was going to enroll, he said, David, it's so fast. I said, oh, really? Actually, it was not very fast. It took me 2 years and 4 months to finish my study. And I can remember that how much I struggled to be far away from my wife, from my family. So it was very tough time for me, but thank God that finally I made it, and I'm so happy. Actually, it was very great opportunity for me to share my testimony, but I believe that more of my testimony, it is important to share Jesus' testimony, Jesus' story, amen? That is more important. So what I chose that, I think it's better that I can share the sermon. I didn't choose something very theological or something. My major at APNTSC is intercultural study, the mission. So this is the time to justify that why I took this subject and why I have to be missionary as God has called me. So at APNTSC, I'm doing MD. Most of the students, they know, even the professors. So what I call APNTS, this is my personal definition of APNTS, a place not to sit idle, right? If you sit idle, if you don't do anything every day, you can't do anything. You will suffer a lot in the hands of the professor, sorry. Low grades, depression, right? And a lot of things maybe the professors don't know. But living in the dorm, you know, encountering with the students, the fellow students, I know there is much depression when we get low grades. Maybe sometimes we don't want to eat. So that is something. So today's message is very important. Oh, sorry, I don't need power. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit, sorry. Okay. So today's message is about soul-winning witness. That is very important for every Christian, that we need to be soul-winning witness. There is a difference between witness and soul-winning witness. Me, I have been in Philippines, and I remember that last December, there was a promotion, buy one, take one. So I bought one shirt, and then I told Nehemiah, hey, brother, oh, there is a promo. Oh, come on. So we went to SM Thayathai, and we bought the shirts. That's very amazing, right? I was witness to him that I have got, you know, the shirt, the free shirt. Oh, it's amazing. And even Pastor Arnold's daughter, when she got married, and I was witness. That witness and soul-winning witness, that's very different. And you know, I like my wife, not only that she's my wife and she's beautiful, no. She's very brave evangelist. When we are at the mall, the shopping mall, she's talking with the sales ladies and she evangelizes with them. She talks with them. She shares her testimony that how she was saved, how she came to Christ. And even she's when we are in the in the cabs, like taxi or Uber, whatever we grab, we get. She's talking with the drivers. She never misses any chance to share testimony, to share Jesus with the people. That is what I learned from my wife, that we have to be not only witness, but we have to have intention, the motive, the mission to save the souls. Amen? Let's say amen. The The scripture was from John chapter 1, 35, verse 241, that we have already read that one. Okay. Let's talk about the story. We have talked about John the Baptist, the forerunner of Christ. He was a precursor of Jesus Christ. He has been evangelizing about Jesus. And according to Bible scholars, the place might be the Capernaum, or maybe the Lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee, where John was teaching his disciples. He was telling them that who is the one who has to come. And Jesus, who was baptized, and then who, Jesus, he has been tempted by Satan in the wilderness. Now he has started his public ministry, and he's looking for his disciples to make a team, the whole team, so he can win other people. So when Jesus was passing by there, John the Baptist, he said, "Ide, amnosto theo, amnosto theo." He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The Lamb of God that was slain for us, that was crucified, he was buried, and he's risen. Amen. We just celebrated the resurrection day, the last Sunday. That is the beauty in Christianity. We are so proud to be Christian. Why? Because the other leaders of other religions like Buddhism or maybe Islam, Hinduism, all the gods of other religions, they are dead. They're under, you know, the soil, the earth. But our God is living God. He is still alive and he will be alive forever. Amen. He is Alpha and Omega. Amen. So he was witnessing about Jesus that today, amnosto theo, behold the Lamb of God. You know, in all the story, I like the character of Andrew. I like the character of Andrew. The meaning of his name is brave, manly, dead person. And he was from Bethsaida, the house of fishing in the region of Galilee. And we know that he and his brother Simon, Peter, they were fishers by profession. But when Jesus called them, we can see the reference in Matthew chapter 4 and the Gospel of Mark chapter 1, that when Jesus called them, he said that I will make you helios anthropon, fisher of men. And according to Orthodox tradition, Andrew is called Protocletus, the first called. And in the story, we see that when he heard John the Baptist, that he's talking about Jesus Christ, he followed Jesus. The story says that there were two disciples. The one was Andrew, and the other one is unknown. Most Bible scholars say that it might be John, the author of this gospel, because most of the time he's hiding, he's concealing his identity. So it might be John, the author of the gospel. So Andrew, he followed Jesus. The Greek word akletio is used for the word follow. It means to join as an attendant, to join as a disciple, to become disciple. So he had intention while he was following Jesus. He had intention. He has in his mind that I'm going to be disciple, his disciple. And the story says that it was about 10th hour. It might be 4 p.m. according to Jewish reckoning of the time, it will be 4 p.m. So that was very perfect timing when John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God," because that was the time when the Lamb of the sacrifice, so every day was offered to God. Very perfect timing. And Andrew, maybe the very first day, or maybe the same day he was looking for his brother. Oh, where is my brother? He was very excited. Oh, come on. Oh, the Bible says the very first thing he did, "Hey, my brother, Yahu, we have found Messiah. We have been waiting for a long time, but this is the time. I have seen him. I witnessed that he is the Messiah. We have found Messiah. This is what I did in Pakistan. When I went to Pakistan, I won one soul for APNTS. I brought him here, amen? This is what we have to do. I did the same thing. I like very amazing things in Andrew's character. You know, in the Gospel of John, the name Andrew has mentioned 3 times. And this is very amazing thing, that in 3 times he's bringing someone to Jesus Christ. That is very amazing, amen? The very first time, John chapter 1, verse number 42, we see that he is bringing his own brother, Simon Peter. And the second time, chapter 6, verse number 8 to 9, he is bringing a child who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And we know that miracle of feeding 5,000 men, excluding women and the children. That time he brought the small child to Jesus Christ, amen? And then chapter 12, verse 20 to 22, there was a group of Greek people. They wanted to meet Jesus Christ. They wanted to see Jesus Christ. They wanted to know who is Jesus Christ. With Philip, he brought that group to Jesus Christ. Amazing thing. That is the duty of every Christian. Let's see his strategy. He's bringing people to Jesus Christ. The very first time we see that he brought his loved ones. And the second time, the known person, the known people. The child was from Bethsaida, where the miracle happened. So most probably he knew the child. He knew the child. And the third time, he brought unknown people. He doesn't know about those people. That is very beautiful thing. That evangelism starts within our own loved ones first, okay? Then the people whom we know. And then the people we have never met in our lives. How about the other example of Samaritan woman? John chapter 4, verse number 39 says that many of the Samaritans from that town, they came to Jesus Christ only because of the testimony of Samaritan woman. She brought those people to Jesus Christ because of her testimony. How about Simon Peter? Acts chapter 2, verse 41. On the very day on Pentecost, he won 3,000 souls for Jesus Christ. How about Paul? First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 22, sorry. He said, I became everything, all the things to all the people, so that by all means I can win the souls for Jesus Christ. How about Jesus? Whomever he met, he won that soul. Zacchaeus, Mary Magdalene, many stories in the Bible. We have to work for Jesus. We have to win the souls. Do you know? Next slide, please. Okay. Do you know what is the total population of the world today? 7.6 billion, according to worldtopmost.com. 7.6 million, billion people. And the Christians are 2.3 billion, only 32% of the total population. And the second largest population of the world is the Muslims. 1.6 billion. That is 23%. You know one thing? We are 32% of the total population. If we win two souls a year, in 1 year we can occupy the world. The whole world will be a Christian world. Amen? That is the beauty that we have to work out. There is a lot to do. And every year, 40 to 50 million people are coming in this world. They are born. 25 million to 30 million people are dying every day. Who will reach those people who are dying without knowing Jesus Christ? We have to reach those people. We have to work. We have to reach out those people. God doesn't want them to die. He wants them to be saved. We have to wake up. That is the time. Do you know how many total languages in the world? 6,909. The total languages. And the whole Bible is translated only in 553 languages. And the New Testament is only 1,333 languages. And few of the portion of the Bible are translated almost 3,000 in different languages. 3,000 languages. And the Bible is translated only in 500 languages? Why? We have to do a lot. Trust me. There is a lot to do. Let's be active participants in his mission. We have to be active. Active means the people, the Christians who are working, who are willing to work. We have to be active participants in the great mission Jesus has given us. Rodney Brown, he says that 2/3 of God's name is just go. That is the beauty. 2/3 of God's name is go. And if I add D, go David. And if I add David, so D, so it will become go David. And I'm ready to go anywhere. That is my commitment with God. Let's be good servants and the workers. Do you know one thing? You know, we Christians, when we pray, we make so many requirements, okay? Jesus, okay, I want a beautiful house, a car, wife, husband. I want a beautiful job. I want this and that, this and that. We fill the whole page and we put it before God that these are my requirements. This is what I want from you. This is the assignments, God, I want from you. What a beauty that if we put only blank paper before Jesus and the pen before Jesus, and we can say that, Lord, here I am. Please write for me what you want from me. Amen? Lord, I'm so humble. Please give me assignment. What do you want from me? I'm so humble and I'm standing before you. Please, Lord, tell me what I have to do. That should be our attitude. Not to give suggestions and not to give assignments to God, but to take assignments and suggestions from God. That is what we have to do. We have to be good servants and workers. The Bible says that the harvest is plentiful. There is a lot to do. We have to be good workers, good servants. John Wesley, he says, you have one business on earth, and that is only to save the souls. We have only one business, one duty, one work. So let's do our work. What has been assigned to us, we have to do that work. And the third thing, let's be soul-winning witness. Jude chapter 1, verse number 23 says that, save others by snatching them out of fire. We have to do that one. Many people are dying. We have to save those souls. We have to snatch them out of fire. That is what we have to do today. Carl Henry says that the gospel is only good news if it gets there in time. If it doesn't reach in time, it's not good news anymore to those people. If people are dying every day, what is the meaning to them? So we have to save those souls. We have to be witness before those souls. That is very beautiful quotation. The words from Billy Graham. He says, the Spirit goes ahead of us when we witness, preparing the way, giving us the words, and granting us courage. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He will tell us what to say. He will tell us what to do, where to go. He is the one who will give us the direction, the guidance. He will lead us. He will go ahead of us. Don't be discouraged. I tell you one story of a missionary. He has been missionary 30 years in some island in Africa. And after 30 years, he went back to his country. When he went there, he was very excited. Oh, come on. My church is coming to welcome me. Many people will come. My family, my relatives, they will come. That I'm coming after 30 years. Many people will come. He was very excited. And he's walking very fast and very excited. And when he was going out, he saw a lot of people. Oh, wow. So many people are here to welcome me. They were holding the garlands, the rose petals, many gifts. And he was thinking that it's me whom they are going to welcome. But when he passed, nobody welcomed him. Nobody was there to put the garlands around his neck. Nothing. And later he came to know that all these people are here to welcome the president of his country, who he was coming from different three countries after 3 days. His heart was broken. He just knelt down and he was so broken. He said, God, what is this justice? I'm coming after 30 years to my country and no one is there to welcome me, and this president is coming after only 3 days and so many people are there to welcome him. What is this justice? I lost my family. My family was persecuted and they were killed in that country. What is this, Lord? He was so broken and he was... And he felt pat on his shoulder. And the voice said, "Hey, my son, have courage. Be strong. I tell you, you haven't reached in your real home. This is not your home. When you will come back to your home, the real home, New Jerusalem, what I have prepared for you, I will welcome you with legions of angels with me. You haven't reached to your home, your place. So don't be discouraged." Amen. He was so comforted. Yeah, this is not my home. My home is the New Jerusalem God has prepared for me. So we don't need to be discouraged. Wherever God calls us, let's go. Let's do his work. I ask you one question. Have we found Messiah? Before I proceed, let's watch a video.
Thank you.
Thank you. The same question. Have we found Messiah? What is our attitude now? What is our thinking? Maybe we are sleeping just like Mr. Bean. Maybe we need to use all these things to wake us up from the deep slumber. This is the chart what I have prepared for you. This is the time that we have to rise up. This is the time that we have to run and rescue the people. You know the story in the book of Acts, chapter 8? Philip and Ethiopian eunuch. The Bible says that he was running to be with the chariot. He was not walking with bad heart or maybe very slow. He was running and he came up with the chariot because he knew that he has to win that soul for Jesus. Amen. This is the time that we have to rise up. We have to run and rescue the souls. This is the time we have to set up. We have to get ready. We have to seek. And we have to save the souls for Jesus. This is the time that we have to wake up. And we have to work out as good servants. And we have to win the souls being good witness. Amen. God has called, chosen, and selected us to be his witness. So being his children, his chosen ones, his vessels, and his spokesperson, we must testify his goodness. Share the gospel with others, and we have to win the souls for Jesus Christ. Amen. And we must remember that we have only one mission, to win the souls. If God calls us to be anywhere, let's say like Abraham, here I am. Let's say like Isaiah, here I am. Let's say like Samuel, Lord, speak to me. Your servant is listening. Are we ready today? Wherever we are called, whatever the assignment God has given us, let's do. Being a faithful servant and be soul-winning witness. God bless you. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're a great Lord. खुदा तेरा शुक्र हो तेरी सारी मोहब्बत के लिए, तेरी सारी शफकत के लिए खुदा, कि तू हमेशा हमेशा हमारे साथ है, तू हमेशा हमारी रहनमाई करता है, तू हमारी फिक्र करता है खुदा। इन सारी बातों के लिए तेरा शुक्र हो। तू किस कदर अजीम और जलाली खुदा है खुदा, तेरा शुक्र हो। तेरे नाम की तमजीद हो, तेरी मदद सराई हो खुदा। थैंक यू फॉर रिमाइंडिंग अस दैट वी हैव टू बी सोल विनिंग विटनेस, वी हैव टू वर्क आउट फॉर यू। Lord, thank you for reminding us that we have to win souls for you. There is a lot to do. And the time is running out. The time is so short. Lord, give us faithful hearts. Give us listening ears. And give us obedience so that we can follow you and we can be active participants in your mission, and we can be the soul winning witness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for every blessing. May you continue to bless us. May you continue to lead us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.